I'd like to welcome you to today's special meeting from Medina Township Trustees, November 27th, 2023. The time is 2:45 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 11272023159 to approve payroll dated 11/27/2023 with a total amount of $39,896.94 with the total remaining deductions, withholdings, and liabilities of $8,590.97 and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Will you please submit that accordingly? Thank you. Josh? Next thing on the agenda was that last resolution was 159, correct?
Yes.
Approval of accounts payable, but at this time that's not available to move forward with, correct?
Just sent them out today.
Okay, so they were just sent out today. We'll look forward to that in the future. I want to make a note that we appreciate. After last Wednesday's meeting, we appointed a deputy fiscal officer in the absence of ours due to illness. And through the process, payroll was made and approved. So with that, I do want to thank Josh Eberts, who stepped into that position for us. The purpose of that resolution at the last meeting to allow him to use that position of deputy fiscal officer was in fact to make sure we had payroll made due to the communications we had where our fiscal officer unfortunately was very ill and couldn't do the work, in her words. However, that being met, talked to the prosecutor's office and and with our fiscal officer announcing that she is capable of doing her functions, would it be the pleasure of the board to complete the action of the deputy fiscal officer at this point?
Yeah, we did the thing here. I mean, we gotta get accounts payable and stuff done like that, so if she's able to do her job, then we need her to have her do her job.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way it's laid out in the Ohio revised code.
Yeah. And she had
very clear.
She had staff deliver that to her residence and her residential office for the fiscal today. So with the payroll being met, I have a resolution that will effectively address the resolution that we had passed. Whereas on November 22nd, 2023, the fiscal officer of Medina Township, to be known as fiscal officer, informed the Board of Trustees, Medina Township, and a future board, that she was ill and unable at that time to perform her duties as and requested the board obtain assistance for the fiscal officer. And whereas based on the following circumstances, the board determined it was appropriate to appoint a deputy fiscal officer primarily for the purpose of processing the current payroll. One, fiscal officer's notice of her inability to perform her functions of her office received by the board on November 22nd, 2023. Two, that the board had expected to approve payroll at its special meeting, rescheduled regular meeting, scheduled for 7 p.m. on the November 22nd, 2023. And three, that the impending holiday weekend placed the township in a position that would make it difficult to process payroll in a timely manner, unless the appointment of a deputy fiscal officer had been put in place at the meeting on November 22nd of 2023. Whereas on November 22nd, 2023, the board appointed Joshua Eberts as deputy fiscal officer primarily for the purpose of processing the current payroll. And whereas Joshua Eberts had completed the processing of the current payroll, and the fiscal officer has informed the board that her illness has abated so that she is able to carry out the duties of the fiscal officer. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved that one, the board hereby terminates the appointment of Joshua Eberts as deputy fiscal officer upon the completion of the current payroll, and directs that the authorization to carry out functions of the fiscal officer, including but not limited to having paychecks, administrator privileges, be terminated upon the completion of processing of the current payroll. Section 2, the board further directs deputy fiscal officer to be compensated pursuant to revised code section 507.02, based on 2 days of function as a deputy fiscal officer at the $123.65 per day. Number 4, this resolution shall be full force and effective from and immediately upon its adoption. For a second.
Second.
I don't want to call roll until I know everything got done out there. Chief, would you check and make sure that payroll is completed out back? Hold on that roll call for the moment. Make a move to call a temporary recess.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We're in recess. It is 5:03. I'm back from recess. Time is 2:56 p.m. Somehow, the names have been taken off paychecks for contact people. My name is off. Josh's is off. I have a feeling I know what happened. Would you contact Angela Ventura? Let her know that we've approved the process.
While we wait for this.
We have an open motion.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to anybody there?
Josh, can you share what you found when you contacted Paychex?
Yeah, I'm not able to access Paychex system. I'm sorry, what?
Come on up here. Better hear you.
Yeah, not able to access the system. So nor was I contact on the account to be able to approve, as was earlier stated from Jamie. So, okay. That's so, what I know. There is no contact on that account other than an Angela Ventura.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. So I would say if we want our people paid, everything else aside, that is the only person at this time that can make that happen.
Okay. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to go into it because right now I'm so damn mad I can't talk.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that one. Deadline is 2 minutes, gentlemen.
Yeah. I think we'll go ahead and finish the resolution that will...
The vote.
Well, that's actually a resolution. But we'll vote on the resolution.
We can have a discussion, should we really vote on it or should we table it, because we may need this going down the road.
I think we vote on it, and that leaves Joshua from the current
situation.
Okay. And there's going to be a whole lot more coming as a result of what just happened today.
Yep.
But he doesn't, he may, if he chooses and is willing to, be called upon again, but I don't want him to be drug into this any further at the moment.
He would just continue to be paid.
Right now, it's just for the 2 days as per resolution. Anything else? Resolution. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
No other township business. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned at 3:00.